I tell you, Dloyachli Bisra Tura, I didn't eat meat yet last night.
So Rashi says, what he means to say is, Le Digdakti Tanya Vidavar, I wasn't mine, I didn't look into the locha clearly. But now I looked it over clearly and I see clearly that's still Yechayiv. If so, Viela, Maishina, Reisha, Maishina, Seifa. So what's the difference? Rashi, Maishina, Seifa, Kivan, the Reisha, Filo Yamad Bedin. Come Rachman of the Chamisha Boka, Filo Chamisha Chatzoi Boka, Seifa, Kishmei, Sobe, Vechakach, Tofach, Loma, Lo Yishalom, Leochiv, Es Chalkon. Luchura, we're talking about now that there's a few brothers here. So you first stole the shore from your father. Then your father died. So your father died, there's the Din Yerusha, so true. You own only one quarter of the shore. The other three quarters belong to the other three brothers. So if you go and shecht it now, why don't you have to pay them at the Dal V'hei? By the Chura, for them, it's not your shore. So you're shechting somebody else's shore. So she b'chayim, chasoi boka. Or Malay, yes, the back like this. Reisha Karin and Beva taught Chakuna b'yista. And the Reisha, when the father was still alive, b'shas the Shechita, it's called the whole Shechita was done b'yista. You're shechting your father's shore, not your shore. For that, you chayim Dal V'hei. But Seifa, like Karin and Beva taught Chakuna b'yista. In the Sefer, since the Shash Shechita, you own a little bit of it, so it's not just a Ptur in the Tashlumim, in the payment, but it's a Ptur in the Meister Shechita. It's not called you did a whole Shechita B'Yissa. Since you own part of the shore, that's not called a Shechita B'Yissa. B'Yissa means the whole shore is B'Yissa, the whole Shechita is B'Yissa, where you don't own anything. But here that you own part of it already, as much as you own, it's called a Shechita B'Heta, that's a Ptur, that's not called a Shechita B'Yissa Tichayev Dalvei. Then the Mishnah says, "Ashreich of an itzus treifa." After you were gone up and tofach, you found that it was a treifa. So it's a machlokes. Oh, Malay Rab Chaviva, Mechuz Noy, the Rab Ashi, Shema Mina from our Mishnah. We see, "Ein el shchit el b'soif." Those shchit don't take place at the end. So Rashi, "Ein shchit in the Kraf el b'soif." It's only called the shchit at the end. Rashi of an Afkamin. The difference is all the inyan of Machshav of the Kodeshim by Tigul. Halach is the Shas the Koyin does the Avodah. If he has the wrong thoughts, he can make a Tigul. So the machshava has to be the shasti avoida. So the old ain the shchita elu l'b'soif. The main part of the shchita is only when you finish the shchita. So that's the time you have your machshava. But if you only had machshava at the beginning and not at the end, it won't be pigul. But if you hold shchita starts from the beginning until the end, any time that you have machshava ra would make a pigul. So you want to tell me in our case of the ra you ain the shchita elu l'b'soif. The shchita only takes place at the end. The beginning of the shchita is not really called the shchita. Why? Because if you tell me, because if a shchita starts at the beginning, the whole Meister Shchita from the beginning to the end, it's called the Meister Shchita, all the Dina Shchita is already, and therefore if the Kohen has Machshavas Pigel at the beginning, it makes it Pigel, if so, Kivon the Shachet Bar Purta, Osra, as soon as you shecht a little bit, right away it's Osra. Idach Loi Demare Katofach, the rest of it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. It's going on a chulam bazar. What's going on? The Mishnah says a shark is an instant tray for us. You shech the chulam bazaro. So the first one holds that yichayiv. So the question is why yichayiv? If you hold, it's a raya in the shchit el b'soif. Because if you hold the shchit that starts at the beginning, so as soon as you start to make the shchit to be azaro, the behem becomes also bano. If it becomes also bano, so it's not the owners anymore. So when you finish the shchita, loy demore katofach. You're not shechting the owners. Sure, so you should be potter from dal v'hei. Oh, Malay Rav Huna Brei the Rav, or no? Kiko Mechayev Ahur Purta. Maybe an Echnami. Even though the end of the Shechita was done, when it's already Asa Bano, it's already Chulun Bazaro, and it doesn't belong to the owner, but maybe Yechayev Dal Vei for the beginning of the Shechita. Who said you have to have the end of the Shechita? Maybe really we hold Yeshna L'Shechita Metchilu V'Yatsoy. Our Shechita begins from beginning to end. And therefore, if you start to make a Shechita in the Azara, Chulun V'Azara, as soon as you start the Shechita, the animal becomes Asa Bano. But maybe the beginning of the Shechit is enough to mechayiv for Dal V'hei. Oh, Malay Rav Asher, Rashi said back, Loi Titchei, don't be matzah, don't push me off, that's not a good answer. The Pasuk says, V'tovchoi, Kuloi Binan. You read the word V'tovchoi means the whole Shechit has to be done in the owner's shore. Say if you make a Shechit in the Azara, Chulun B'Azara, as soon as you start the Shechit, it's also Bahano. So the animal doesn't belong anymore to the owner. So the end of your shchita is not in the owner's shore, it's not called v'tovchoi, so why does the Mishnah say yechayiv dal v'hei? That's what we want to say, it's a raya our Mishnah knows, ein l'shchita ela b'soif. The shchita only has hilcha shchita at the end. I mean, avad, any one of the five sulim, drasa, dragrama, is possible from beginning till the end. But when is the shchita, the chalei shchita chal, only at the end? Tumar says, Ela kashir, so it's kashir. If you tell him now you need the whole shchita, and if you told him now you have yesh l'shchita, it's going to be atzoif, so why does Amish say yechayiv? Or Malay, he said back to him, hochi yomer av gamdo mishmei derovo, kegoin shershochat miksa simon emachutz. We're talking about that he started the shchita outside the Beis HaMikdash. He started some simonim outside the Beis HaMikdash. That was a good shchita. The gomra b'fnim, and while they were shechting, he dragged it inside the Azara. So now b'shas the gemara of the shchita, that's when it's chayav dal vei, and that's when it becomes asa b'ano. Therefore, it's called v'tovta kula b'yisa. That's why you chayav. And ikad demaskin law. Some learn this halacha. Ikad demaskin law. Ho, and this halacha. Omer Rabbi Shimon mishum the Rabbi Levi Sabo. Rabbi Shimon said, "No, but Rabbi Levi Sabo, the older Rabbi Levi, and he holds ain't a l'shchita l'besoyf. No." So you say the shchita, the halach is the chalais, the shchita is only at the end. We said about the halach is you need to write all shchita to fight halachis. Just the chalais, the heter is only at the end. That's the chalais of the shchita. Rabbi Yechonah no man no, yesh no le shchita metchilu v'yatzoif. All hilcha shchita is from the beginning to the end. Any halacha that applies to a shchita, the psul of figol starts from the beginning to the end. All right, turn over. Oh, Malay Rab Khaviva Mukhuznoi. The Rav Ashi is so Lema Kasav Rab Yechon, according to Rab Yechon and Shita, that he holds Yeshna Lashita Mikhil of Yatsoif, so good then it's a Kashra and Al Mishnah. How does Al Mishnah say that if you made a Shochat, Chulam Biazor, Yechayav Dal Vehei, Lachur of Yeshna Lashita, Shita starts at the beginning, so the Shah becomes also Bahanor right away. Says, so you don't have a Tov called Kulam Biyisa. So why are Yechayav Dal Vehei? So, Chur, you have to tell me that Lein of Sav Rav Yechonon Chulin Shenishch will be Azor will have the Eraisa. Maybe you'll know it doesn't become also by no, it's Lav the Eraisa. And Rashi says in the Gemara in Ketushin, it's a Machlekes if it's the Eraisa of the Rabbonin. So, Chur, we're going to have a Raya now that Rav Yechon is the one that holds Chulin that was Nishch will be Azor. Maybe even though you're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, so it's not also. So shallow there. If it's also b'achila, just mutav anol, let it let this man diyamo. But even mutav b'achila, but I call part of it's lav diyaraisa. Say that's also b'anol for sure. It's lav diyaraisa. So therefore, even though yeshem l'shchita mitchila v'yatzoif, the shchita starts at the beginning. Right away, we say the shchita is called the shchita chulam b'yazara that it was chal diyavero. But I call part of it doesn't become also b'anol because chulam b'yazara is lav diyaraisa. No, it's anol.